We are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. Ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. MAGA Monday. Another great video from Miguelifornia from the Dilly meme team. DeSantis is a joke. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend.
It's not getting better.
No, it's not.
Uglier and strange. Everything would change. You said, just wait for the bounce. DeSantis' momentum, Trump, he would trounce. More polls, numbers greater. America laughing at you, 45 haters.
Nice eyebrows.
Ruined all her schemes. The job was too abnormal. Yeah, you've dashed your princess dreams. Well, it's too late. Say goodnight. We drag the meatball into the light. MAGA's won, the shots to blame.
Please clap.
Good morning.
Never.
Good morning. Hope everybody's doing great. Get my button over here. My buttons are acting up this morning. What's going on, everybody? The chats are open. Everybody's jumping in. So, yeah. Hope everybody's weekend was great. I had a busy weekend. It was, that rain we had was crazy. I don't know if you guys saw the video of the flooding. I mean, it was like New York City's underwater. Basements are filling up. Streets, cars. It was wild. Subways. You know, that's what you get when you don't invest money in great infrastructure and draining, and you just, every time there's 4 inches of rain, you know, your homes are getting destroyed. But, you know, it is what it is. Keep giving all that money to illegal aliens and everything else. But anyway, hit the thumbs up. Well, you're a Fed. Jonathan Allen, good morning. Yes, get fucked. Yes, Gulfstream, Laura Ann, Ban Mom. I saw AP Unfiltered in there. Buck Fiden I saw in there bright and early. Bunch of people. If I miss somebody, I'm sorry. But yeah, we got some stuff happening. We have Democrat insurrectionists who are running around, don't know what fire alarms are and think they open doors. School principal, no less, who's probably very familiar with fire drill procedures and how fire alarms and security doors work. And there's enough signage there that, you know, blind people can read it. But anyway, you know, he wasn't trying to delay a vote or anything like that. Before we get into that, again, hit the thumbs up, please, on the video. And let's get the videos propelled into deeper into Rumble world. You know, according to the viewership on all the videos, it has been working. So thank you very much for everybody that's doing that. I am Black Rain Patriot. Good morning. And a couple other subscribers sign up for the $5 a month over on Rumble. And again, if you're doing that, that money's going directly towards whatever the cause is. Right now, the big one is the January 6th kids with the Christmas drive, with the gift cards, through the Patriot Freedom Project. So any of that money that's coming in through Rumble is going towards that to try to make, again, Christmases for January 6th kids. Great. On that same note, I'm not going to get into too much detail with it because I'm still getting inside updates, but I'm sure you saw it in the news already, and he was on my show right before he got sentenced. You know, got friendly with him, his wife, through the Patriot Freedom Project, Chris Worrell, who was set to get sentenced last month for, you know, the nonsense charges he was convicted with. 10 years minimum, then they wanted to do the terrorism enhancement and give him another 4. He decided it was too much. He cut the ankle bracelet and he skipped town, went on the lam for a while. Well, he decided to show back up. Somebody saw him, called the police. He attempted to take his own life, not with a firearm or anything. And he's in the hospital in critical condition. And at first it seemed, and this is all speculation that I'm going to say that, you know, I have been getting updates, but some of it's sketchy. It's through attorneys and other things, but he's in the hospital. He's going to be in the hospital for several weeks. It was said that he might not be expected to survive, but now he's expected to survive. And now he's going to have to face the brunt of that, of running away and then deciding to come back. And his wife couldn't believe it. And it's just a lot of tense stuff going on. But Chris Worrell, again, he was the, you know, Florida Proud Boy who was accused of macing unknown police officers that weren't even named, which in fact he was trying to stop an attack, what looked like on police officers, because he was nowhere near any cops when he apparently deployed this mace. He had a GoPro camera. Hours of it were deleted, the footage. Anyway, he resurfaced, and now he's in federal custody, but he's, you know, hospital bed bound, and who knows what's going to happen. It's just a shitty situation. And when the guy took off, I thought maybe he was going to just flee the country, and now, or and unfortunately maybe meet his demise and be found somewhere. But he came home and his wife wasn't home, so I think a neighbor saw him, I believe it was, and called the cops, and then they showed up and he panicked, I guess, and tried to take something. I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it. I'm just waiting to hear more updates so we can maybe talk about it. We'll see. But the news is out there speaking about it in some circles about how, you know, he's been caught. The big manhunt is over. It wasn't even a big manhunt. It's if he shows up, he shows up. Whatever. Not a dangerous individual. All right. In other news, California, a couple things happening in California. One, Trump was there and he dominated. I mean, people loved him. There were signs, California is Trump country. And I'll be honest with you, I was surprised when he was going there and the reception he got. But the more and more people I speak to in California, and I know a lot of people there, there are a lot of red areas of California, which finding that out over the past couple of years, I was surprised. I've never been to California. Not sure if I ever will. I do have friends there, but I'm really not interested in going there. So with not only that, but the Crypt Keeper died, Senator Dianne Feinstein. She, Communist China pulled her the plug on her chip and let her go after, you know, staffers have been voting for her for who knows how long. But it was announced, I think, either last night or early today that pretty boy Gavin Newsom is making an appointment for to replace her. And I tell you, there was a lot of speculation floating around. I was playing some scenarios around, like, oh, maybe Gavin Newsom will ask the Democratic Party will go to Kamala Harris. Listen, you're never going to be president. Joe Biden's not going to be the 2024 nominee. So you shit out of luck. Go back to California, pick up Feinstein's senator spot. Gavin Newsom will appoint you. You can run against Shifty Schiff and all them and grab it. Or then Joe Biden would, or the party, the handlers, would appoint Gavin Newsom as VP to give a little smoother path for him to run in 2024, possibly with somebody else on the ticket. And then Kamala Harris can take the governor's spot. She was attorney general. She does have aspirations to one day be California's governor. I believe she has said that numerous times. Give her California as the consolation prize because she's just a loser and a failure. And then Adam Schiff and all of them can fight it out. Katie Porter for Dianne Feinstein, the Crypt Keeper's Senate spot. But none of that is playing out so far. There was even a rumor like, oh, he's going to appoint Michelle Obama as senator. No, that's just stupid. However, Barack Obama was seen with a Secret Service detail coming out of a restaurant in, I believe, somewhere in California? I think. He was asked if Michelle was running for president and he wouldn't comment on it. He just kind of blew it off and got into his vehicle and left. But as soon as he heard that question, he scurried away, which was interesting. But, you know, who knows? So, hold on a second. All right. So Gavin Newsom, it looks like he's going to appoint, LaFonza Butler, who is the Emily's List president. She's just another one who's black and gay, you know, the first openly gay black female to serve in the Senate. And here it is. Gavin Newsom will appoint Emily's List president. LaFonza Butler. She's a big feminist too. Oh, women, you know, because she loves women. Isn't LaFonza Kipp's woman from Napoleon Dynamite? Is it LaFonda? No, LaFonza. I don't know. LaFonza Butler. I'm just reading it here. Close enough. California Governor Gavin Newsom will reportedly appoint Emily's List President LaFonza Butler to fill the Senate seat that Dianne Feinstein vacated upon kicking the bucket. They tried to bring that rotting corpse into the Senate and realized, yeah, this isn't happening. And then, boom, miraculously, she just up and died. I'd like to know what the actual cause of death was. I mean, yeah, she was old. Newsom is moving swiftly to name the next senator 2 days after Feinstein's death. And just as perilously split Congress, narrowly averted a government shutdown. Shut it down. I'm so tired of it. Shut it down. I'm tired of every member of Congress. I've said it before, but even more so now. All of them. Senate Democrats are in need of every vote in a closely divided chamber. Politico reported that yesterday on Sunday. The New York Times confirmed on Sunday that Newsom would be appointing Butler to fill the U.S. Senate seat. Dude, that's the Crypt Keeper. It's crazy. That's crazy. So, Newsom faced considerable pressure around the decision after first pledging to name a black woman to the seat. Several potential nominees said publicly they were not interested. Some others privately expressed trepidation about accepting a short-term appointment and then having to immediately gear up for what would be a five-month campaign. The swift nature of Newsom's appointment cuts politicians and their allies off from mounting more sustained efforts to lobby the governor and his inner circle over his pick. Yeah, nobody cares about any of that. So this is a video. I've actually never heard her speak until this sicko Brian Krasenstein posted this video this morning. She'll become the first ever black lesbian to openly serve in the U.S. Senate. Who gives a shit? I don't care what color she is. I don't care what who the hell she sleeps with, but the Democrats do. All the leftists do. Just like Karine Jean-Pierre. She's black and queer enough. She make her press secretary. It'll be great. Oh, and it's even better because She's got a white girlfriend, which I think they, or the wife, they're splitting up. I think they're getting a divorce, I think. So this is this, again, I've never heard her speak, so we're going to hear her.
Since the dawn of patriarchy,
oh, yeah.
Women have had their
sounds like a dude
stolen. Time and again, we have been told what we can and cannot do, what choices we can and cannot make about our lives and our futures. But time and again, we have come together across race and across place to respond to questions about our rights with clarity and resolve.
Oh, shut up. Nobody cares.
Our bodies belong to us. Our freedoms are not up for debate.
Why do they keep saying our bodies belong to us? Nobody's trying to take your bodies. We're trying to prevent the murder of children. We're trying to prevent the murder of American-born children. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Stop killing children. Stop running around like whores with your legs spread, looking to get, you know, having a good time. And then, oops, I got knocked up and I've been irresponsible, so I got to kill it. If you can't afford to feed it, kill it. The Democrats' slogan. It's sickening. It's ridiculous. Oh, Hog's in the chat. Hog is in the chat. Morning, Hog. The Hog Man. So yeah, this is the LaFonza Butler, and she's again Emily's List. Oh, here, Emily's List is an organization devoted to electing Democratic women who support women's right to choose. Oh, great. Just another crazed activist who likes to, you know, murder children. She'll serve out the remainder of Feinstein's term, which is approximately 15 months. And then she'll have to run against, if she wants to see, she'll have to run again, Adam Shifty Shift, Watermelon Head, Katie Porter, and a few others who are attempting to run for that seat. So that should be, in, you know, interesting when that unfolds. So yeah. All right, let's get into this guy. This is unbelievable. And again, the hypocrisy, of course, and I hate that word, hypocrisy. And, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's running her mouth, and where I do agree with her, it's just, I'm just so tired of hearing her. But this guy, Jamal Bowman, they were having votes this weekend on you know, appropriations bills and trying to keep the government open and the Ukraine funding, and the House Republicans put out this, I guess, this bill that was like 70 plus pages long. And then they forced a vote. The Democrats weren't happy. They didn't get a chance to read it, and that Ukraine funding was stripped from it. So this guy, Bowman, decides, you know what? I'm going to go out, not realize I'm on camera. I'm going to pull the fire alarm and force an evacuation of the Cannon building, which is a separate building from where the actual Capitol is. So he does it and then makes up this whole excuse about, oh, I thought that actually opened the door. I was trying to go outside, but that didn't stop him from all of the signs that said emergency exit only, alarm will sound. He actually threw those signs on the floor. He knew exactly what he was doing. Not to mention, before he was a member of Congress, he was a school principal. Who, you know, when you're a school administration and a school administrator, you have to be familiar with the alarm system of the school, with the fire alarm drills and all of that, and how they operate and all those little pull stations. Yes, the memes from this were priceless, which I'm sure we're going to be featuring several of them. Memes of the week on Friday with myself and James Curry. Which tomorrow we'll have We the People Radio, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And Friday will be Freedom Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So there will be two evening shows this week and memes of the week. On Friday night, I had a wedding, my cousin's wedding. It was great. I had a great time. It was nice to see some family from out of state that I haven't seen in a couple of years. But it was a good time. And I did not miss James Curry's bearded face on Friday. For the record, I didn't miss him. Anyway. Here you go. Capital sources. Jamal Bowman threw signs warning door was emergency only on floor before pulling fire alarm. So even if you thought that that was going to open the door, the signs clearly said, don't come through this door. It's for emergency only. There wasn't an emergency going on and alarms would sound if you opened the door. But he pulled the fire alarm and he did it to delay a vote. He did it to cause disruption. He disrupted an official proceeding. Does that sound familiar? Does disruption of a official proceeding sound familiar? Because that is what I think every January 6th defendant is charged with, among other bullshit trumped up charges. Disrupting or interrupting an official proceeding. Now you have a member of Congress who did the same exact thing. He disrupted. Should we label him an insurrectionist? I mean, if the shoe fits, if we're throwing around that label, if we're calling grandma smoking a cigarette, walking around with an American flag and a MAGA hat on, an insurrectionist who didn't pull a firearm, who didn't break a window, who just walked around and took a couple selfies, an insurrectionist, then Jamal Bowman is an insurrectionist. So, yeah, Trump was on fire at the rally yesterday. Yes. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The guy, you know, went from California to Iowa and didn't stop and was celebrated with every step he took. So, you know, but he, you know, they want to throw him in jail to rot and die. So this guy, Jamal Bowman, of course, Democrat from New York, he ripped down two signs warning a second floor door in the Cannon office building was for emergency use only, before pulling the fire alarm and running out through a different door on a different floor. Why wouldn't you run out those doors if you said that you thought that was going to open those doors and you panicked and you went to a different floor and a different door? That's quite interesting, because you're a piece of shit. You were trying to delay a vote. You were trying to, you know, subvert democracy. And you interrupted an official proceeding. You should be immediately arrested and treated like every January 6th defendant has been and continues to be treated. Multiple sources familiar with the investigation into Bowman pulling the fire alarm in the house, which triggered a full-scale law enforcement and emergency services response, leading to the evacuation of the building. So, not only that, but he should also be charged with inciting a false emergency and possibly panic at a public building, especially the Capitol. Alarms are going off. Maybe members of Congress are having flashbacks to when people were casually taking selfies with Capitol police officers on January 6th and the murder of an unarmed Air Force veteran. You had the police respond. You had the fire department respond. You had ambulances respond. All of those services taken away from possible other real emergencies in the Metro DC area to respond to the Capitol on a false alarm because this scumbag wanted to delay a vote. So not only are you taking services away from the citizens of the Metro DC area by tying up all of the emergency response sources, resources, now you're putting every single person who's responding, lights and sirens, in jeopardy and in danger, not to mention the traffic and the citizens in danger of possible accidents responding to emergency at the United States Capitol. Report of a fire alarm. There might be something bad going on. We have to get there. This guy should see a slew of charges. Yes. It's, here are the signs. You see, if you see the pictures, if you're listening to the podcast, you should go back and watch. Here are the signs clearly marked. You have to be a blind retard not to realize this, but he's not. He's an educated former high school school principal who maliciously pulled that fire alarm to delay a vote and interrupt an official proceeding. There it is. Pull down for emergency. Push in, pull down. Fire. It doesn't say anywhere on that this opened the door. Yeah. It's great. It's wild. And there's a photo of him actually pulling it. Did he think he was not going to be on camera? Did he think that? It's funny. We could figure out who pulled the fire alarm at the Capitol, but nobody knows who left the cocaine in the White House, right? Well, nobody, look at that. Nobody can identify the, well, they know who it is, but they can't tell us who left the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC, right? On January 5th, the night before. Former school principal Jamal Bowman. I thought pulling fire alarm would open the door. Well, then you're just self-admitting that you're just a complete moron, a retard. That's what you're doing. Apparently now he's under investigation. He pulled the fire alarm moments before the House was scheduled to vote on a bill preventing a government shutdown. He did so because he thought it would open the door. U.S. Capitol Police and the House Administration Committee, which oversees House operations and Capitol security, are investigating. Will he be put in handcuffs? Why is he not in handcuffs already? Will the FBI show up at his home with a Bearcat and pull it on the front lawn, throw flash grenades in his front door, and pull him out at gunpoint because he disrupted an official proceeding at the United States Capitol? What about that? And falsely reporting a fire is a misdemeanor crime in the D.C. area, punishable by a fine and up to 6 months imprisonment. I thought the alarm would open the door. Oh, look at all the signs. Oh, my God. Yeah. These are your members of Congress. They're all pieces of shit. I'm sorry. And, of course, you know, Republicans, well, we got to make something out of this. They're going to draft a resolution to expel Jamal Bowman from Congress. They really should draft a resolution to expel most of themselves out of Congress because they're all pieces of shit, selfish, self-serving pieces of garbage. Republicans have drafted a resolution to expel Jamal Bowman after he allegedly pulled. Not allegedly pulled. He pulled the fucking fire alarm. Oh, to delay a vote on a bill. No. He did it to exactly that reason. AOC defended him. People came to his defense. Yeah, so Monday, today, they're supposed to file this resolution when the House is in session next today. Expulsion is the most serious form of disciplinary action available to the House for its own members. The guy's going to get saved. He's not going anywhere. I'd be very surprised if he gets arrested. Is he going to be sanctioned? Is he going to be censured? He should be locked up and thrown in solitary confinement for the same exact charge at the D.C. jail. If he genuinely thought it would open the door, maybe he shouldn't be there due to lack of intelligence. Well, I mean, you could probably say that about most of them. Most of them. It's like the educated ones are the problem. Yet our side are such fucking cowards. Nothing will happen. It's a fact. And I hate to say it, and we'll talk about that in a little bit too. Matt Gaetz again with the peacocking. I'm going to make a motion to vacate this week to remove Speaker McCarthy. I don't believe it. I think he's full of shit. I think there are some things coming out where he's protected McCarthy in the past. Laura Loomer, I retweeted something that Laura Loomer put out. She says she has the receipts for him, and she was running for Congress, and Matt Gaetz told her to drop out, and she's not an America First candidate because the guy she was running against, who's a Trump hater, by the way, posing as a guy who likes Trump to get votes. I forget his name. If you're not following Laura Loomer on Twitter, you're out of your mind. You should be, because she exposes so much shit, and everything, it's... They go after her and they attack her for being crazy. I mean, you can call a batshit crazy all you want, but she's literally probably the hardest working person exposing Democrats and especially Republicans. She's very good at it. And I think Matt Gaetz is going to see some political issues down the pipeline. I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with any of them. We'll see what I think. They're all full of shit. It's like everything they do is for clicks and views. I swear to God, it's like a social media contest in Congress. Who has the most followers? Who can have the cringiest podcast? How many sound bites can we get on the Sunday shows, on Fox, on Newsmax, on this one, on that one? How many times can you hear them stand behind a podium talking about the same talking points and doing absolutely nothing to make that talking point into reality? Yeah. And then you have this idiot. You know. Okay. We'll see. Nothing's going to happen. And of course, you have the one and only firebrand, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She needs the clicks and views. Maybe you can go watch her podcast. I've never listened or watched her podcast, if she's even still doing it, ever since I was pissed off by the media company reaching out to me saying, hey, if you want Marjorie Taylor Greene and her ridiculous boyfriend, Brian Glenn, to talk about your cigar company, it'll only cost you $12,000 an episode. No, not a month, an episode. Yeah, that blew up in her face. Breaking, Marjorie Taylor Greene calls on DOJ to prosecute Jamal Bowman using the same law used to imprison January 6ers. I mean, I agree with it. But of course, she's just doing this to get the keep the name in the press. You keep the name in the press. You keep your name. You have to stay relevant. She's a good fundraiser. She's good at calling out these people. But then, oh, Kevin McCarthy should be speaker. He's so good for the country. Kevin McCarthy is not good for Congress. He's not good for the country. He's not good for MAGA. He's definitely not good for Donald Trump. He's a snake in the grass, a piece of shit. And unfortunately controls the biggest donors the GOP has ever seen. Controls them. Not long after this moron, Jamal Bowman was caught pulling a fire alarm at the House office building as part of an effort to delay a vote. You had Marjorie Taylor Greene issued a call for the DOJ to prosecute the far-left representative under the same laws it used to lock up defendants who were involved in the Capitol riot. And here's a video of her. I can't even stand the sound of her voice anymore. I'm sorry for those MTG fans out there. You can hate me if you want. I can't stand her. I just can't.
No, I want to talk about Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm. Capitol Police are questioning him right now because it's on video. He violated the exact same law that January 6th defendants are being prosecuted for every single day. He violated the exact same law, interrupting an official proceeding. And by pulling a fire alarm, it's on video, and the Capitol Police have the information.
Did you see?
This is outrageous. They have it on video.
Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the video yet, but I'm going to be demanding it. I'm demanding that the Department of Justice prosecute him the same way they prosecuted January 6th defendants. It's the exact same law. Exact same law. This is outrageous. He's a Democrat representative. Here's what happened. Catherine Clark, the whip, called the motion to adjourn. And within a few minutes, it was literally right after that, Jamal Bowman pulls a fire alarm while the vote was happening. You guys, this is unprecedented. The Democrats will do anything to make sure it's shut down because billions of dollars are not going to their favorite country, Ukraine. I mean, you guys, really, so Olivia Beavers has tweeted it. This is the law. This is the law. Otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. This is the law that January 6th defendants are being locked up, they're rotting in jail, and they're being prosecuted every single day. Nonviolent offenders are being put in jail for this.
You took a video over there. Did you happen to catch like a part of it, or I saw you posted a video on Twitter. Did you catch a part of it?
Look, it's being reported everywhere. You can ask the Capitol Police about it. I'm demanding the video. House admin has already reported it.
Again, yes, agree with everything she says, but is she really going to do anything? Does she really care? Is this just, hey, look at me? I'm over here on the Capitol steps with a bunch of press around me. I'm going to talk about it. I have this paper. Oh, look, it's the same law. It's the same law. I care about January 6th, January 6ers and all this shit. I believe at one time she did, but I think it was all fake, to be honest. You know, she stood on the steps with my good friend Cynthia Hughes at the Capitol with the January 6th project. I think once. I think she's another one, just MIA. What's in it for me? You know, the coverage, the publicity. They're all pieces of shit. But I mean, the issue, yes, I agree with her, and they should be, and I'm hoping other people join in demanding the video and demanding some action be taken, because again, this is something that if nothing is done about this, it's just more proof that gutless Republicans who just want to talk a good game to the mainstream media for clicks and views and other, you know, independent and decentralized media for clicks and views and do nothing. You're just proving again that you're gutless pieces of shit and you're just going to stand on the sidelines like Republicans love to do, going, I can't believe they're doing this again. But we're just going to sit here and point fingers and talk about we can't believe that they're doing something about it instead of actually doing something about it. Ugh. Well, when you have a face of an orangutan, what do you expect? I cannot stand her anymore. I can't. They're all... It's so sick. Good morning, Jobs. Yeah, this is all to get her followers and shit. And she's followers. She got millions of followers. It's crazy. I was never really on the Marjorie Taylor Greene bandwagon. These members of Congress who walk around like they're celebrities, and it's great. And the first time, you know, Roger Stone says it so well, you know, politics is like Hollywood for ugly people. It's so true. I mean, look at these characters. You know, definitely some mutants in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene is right up there. She's a mutant. Yeah, you have a couple attractive people in Congress, but the I think that's coming with newer members of Congress. Maybe you're, but the average member of Congress, it's like, what do you? You have a face fit for radio, not for, you know. If I had a forehead like Matt Gaetz, I would use that forehead for billboards for really, you know, positive activism to make some moves. He doesn't have a forehead. He has a five head, Matt Gaetz. Whatever. I just don't care. The whole fawning over these people, like, oh my God, Matt Gaetz is going to be speaking here. We should go spend $300 a ticket to go look at him. Give me a fucking break. Just stop already. Just stop. I put it out on Twitter yesterday. I've donated to so many of these campaigns. I am done. If you're a current member, can we sponsor Matt Gaetz's forehead? I'm actually going to call his office and ask him if I could put a Patriot cigar logo on his forehead. I would pay Matt Gaetz. Let's see. That's a pretty big forehead. It gets a lot of viewership. I'd probably pay him $5,000 a month for me to tattoo the Patriot cigar logo on his forehead. Just, it doesn't even have to be permanent. We could just do like that really good temporary tattoo to walk around Patriot cigars. And I think that would be a good advertisement. I have wrote to Kevin McCarthy, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, also James Comer for action to be taken. And you'll probably get no response. All of those names you've mentioned, all great firebrands. They're all like, they have great talking points, but then they're all writing books because, you know, time well spent writing books while you're a member of Congress. It annoys the shit out of me. Now, I know people that work for Matt Gaetz. Like I speak to these people. I can be like, hey, how much to put my temporary tattoo on that five head he's got? Someone's probably going to get mad at me for talking like this. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care. There are members of Congress that watch my show. I know it for a fact. They laugh at sometimes I get text messages and shit like that. And there are people I know that are heavily involved in working on the Hill that watch occasionally, some often, some not so often. And sometimes like, man, you really beat up Congress sometimes because I'm tired of it. Everyone should be beating up Congress. I will not give another dime to any current members of Congress. I will not give another dime to any campaign. I get calls every day. Okay. If you're running for Congress and it's something I believe in and I want to support you. Yeah. You're not in Congress yet, but the current members of the House and the Senate, I will not sponsor events. I will not hop on host committees and give money. I will not donate to your campaign unless you figure out what the fuck you're doing. Close the border. work on the economy, end all funding to Ukraine and most of this other bullshit foreign aid that we're sending. And then cut. And I urge every single person to do that. And you should tell every single person to do that. Why do we keep funding campaigns of people that are doing nothing? And then we're just saying, well, they're not doing anything, but I'm going to donate $250 to the campaign. Or how they get you, because they're such firebrands and everybody wants to go, oh my God, it's Matt Gaetz, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's Lauren Boebert, it's all these fucking people, it's Jim Jordan. And we can go to there and get our book signed and get our asshole signed for $500. We can meet these people and take a photo. Why? Why support any of these scumbags that are allowing all of the shit that's happening in our country to happen? Why? Yeah, but they talk a good game. Well, it's a game. It's all nonsense. I will not. I'm going to save a lot of money. I'm so happy. I'm going to save a lot of money this next election cycle. I might just donate more to the Trump campaign. I try to budget it out. I do. I donate to a lot of campaigns. I'm done. You know whose campaign I'm going to donate to? My good friend who's back in the race in Ohio, J.R. Majewski, running in the 9th District in Ohio. That's a campaign I urge people to vote to donate to. Joe Kent, who's running out in Washington State. That is a campaign I urge people to donate directly to. But I'm not donating to anybody. I'm sorry. If you're running, if you're currently in Congress, don't ask me for money. Do not ask me for money. Yeah, the big donors will keep donating, but they're capped. Remember, they're also capped. They need grassroots donors. Without grassroots donors, they're... Matt Gaetz doesn't take any corporate money. He does all grassroots fundraising. Well, Matt, I've given Matt Gaetz money. I won't anymore. I'm done. Fuck them all. Anyway. But instead, you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't need Matt Gaetz's forehead for my cigar company. Because what's better than Matt Gaetz's forehead as far as advertising? The Dilly meme team. That you want something advertised, you want something pushed, you go to the Dilly meme team and they'll do it. You know, they're great. So forget Matt Gaetz's forehead. This is the best advertisement for my cigar company.
When he salutes the flag, the flag salutes back. When he questions the outcome of an election, the DOJ indicts itself. When he sneezes, people say, God bless America. Cuba imports cigars from him. He is the most patriotic man in America.
I don't always smoke cigars, but when I do, I smoke Patriots. Stay MAGA, my friend.
It's a fact.
My favorite. Can I get one of those?
No, Bill. We all know what you like to do with cigars. Patriot Cigars, a premium smoke for freedom-loving patriots.
Fact.
The Patriot Cigar Company's story started with Alan Jacoby's love of cigars and love of America. There's no better way to celebrate the freedoms we cherish than smoking a premium Patriot cigar. Whether it's TNTs, Moabs, Hellfires, or Mark 48 torpedoes, all Patriot cigars are handmade and blended with 100% long filler premium Nicaraguan tobacco to bring you the smoothest smoking experience imaginable. Patriot cigars are enjoyed by many of MAGA's finest. Do yourselves a favor and order some today. God bless America and God bless Patriot cigars.
And don't forget, use promo code MAGA for 25% off. Orders $100 more, you get free shipping. So mypatriotcigars.com, use promo code MAGA, 25% off. The holidays are coming. A lot of orders going out today. I can't even believe the amount of orders that came in the last like 4 days. Since Thursday, actually, it's crazy. My wife's like, what the hell's going on? I go, I don't know. Oh, well, Also, maybe we'll play that at the end of the show. I actually found out Saturday, I was getting all of these emails about shipping cigars to the United Kingdom and Canada. And the last time that happened was because Tristan Tate, you know, the Tate brothers, Andrew and Tristan Tate, was smoking one of my cigars on a show and he mentioned it. He was there with one of his fighter friends and they were doing a show. Well, apparently on Saturday, he did it again, but he did it like a lot longer. And he, you know, reviewed the cigar, actually. He does these Tristan Tate does these cigar Q&A shows on Rumble. And I said, oh, I started getting all these emails again. So I said, let me go check his Rumble channel. And then as I was doing it, it was interesting. Someone messaged me and said, hey, Tristan Tate was talking about your cigars again. And he did for like 2 minutes. He was talking about it on Saturday night. So that was all that. And every time, this is the second time he mentioned it. And then people all of a sudden are ordering like crazy. But it's wild. Absolutely. They all of these sons of bitches, they will raise money in Trump's name. And listen, some of them have gotten cease and desist letters from the Trump campaign for posting pictures of themselves with Donald Trump and then saying, they won't say Trump endorsed, but they'll like, sometimes they'll put endorsed or they'll just make it look like they're Trump endorsed. Then you have members of Congress who despise Donald Trump, who will endorse Donald Trump in the hopes that that will help them in their reelection effort for themselves. Again, self-serving. It's out of control. And if they're not the ones that are, they'll come out and they'll say they're not loyal to Matt Gaetz. I mean, Kevin McCarthy. They are loyal to him. They'll have him at fundraisers. They'll fundraise for him. They'll vote the way Kevin McCarthy wants him to vote, because if they do, they know they may get a good committee appointment. They know they may get special treatment. They know they may get their campaigns donated to by those donors that Kevin McCarthy controls. So Matt Gaetz was yesterday, the Sunday show's State of the Union. Look at that forehead. That's a five head. Might even be a six head. Matt Gaetz, I will move to oust McCarthy as speaker this week. First of all, and I'll ask the question, and you answer in the chat or the comments later if you're watching this later on. It is Monday, October 2nd. We're in October already. I can't even believe it. Crazy. Do you think Matt Gaetz will make the motion to vacate Kevin McCarthy as speaker? That's the first question. Because what he's doing is he's setting himself up for, hey, look, I spoke about it and now I'm going to do it. But now he's also setting himself up and says, well, if the Democrats bail out Kevin McCarthy in the vote to keep him as speaker, then the Democrats own Kevin McCarthy. So here's how this might play out. Matt Gaetz knows that if he makes the motion to vacate Kevin McCarthy, it's most likely not going to win. Because Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, the Democrat leader, Barack Obama 2.0, I believe has already said that he will whip the votes needed to keep McCarthy speaking under the guise of, we don't want the interruption in the House because we're here working for the people. And look at the Republicans disrupting what we should be doing for the Americans. They're very good at their messaging, the Democrats, unfortunately. So he'll make the motion. The Democrats will come in and say, no, we don't want this interruption. You guys should have thought of this before you put him up as speaker and put somebody else up. Kevin McCarthy will stay as speaker. And then the Republicans like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. See, look, Kevin McCarthy, he's owned by the Democrats. It's just more political optic bullshit is what it is to me. I'm not a political operative or anything like that. But this is just what I'm seeing as Joe Blow American voter. So he went on the Sunday shows. Let's listen to him. And listen, I'm not sitting here saying like I hate Matt Gaetz, but I'm not trusting of him. I'm getting a bit tired of him. And I'm tired of a lot of them. some more than others. Shape up, ship out. I don't never give to Win Red. I only donate directly to Trump, or like I said, if it's a campaign that I like and I'm supporting, I will donate directly to the candidate. But it's I block every one of them. The stop command won't remove you from the All these cocksuckers that text all day begging for money because WinRed sold our phone numbers. Yeah, the motion to vacate won't succeed. Anyway, let's listen to Matt Fivehead Gaetz over here. I'm sorry. Listen, you know, get mad at me, people, for talking shit about Matt Gaetz, but what are you doing other than peacocking? I'm going to remove him. I'm going to make the motion. But if the Democrats save him, well, that's not my fault. And he's owned by the Democrats.
Right now is the man leading that charge against Speaker McCarthy, Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. So you have been threatening to topple McCarthy, issue a motion to vacate the speakership if he worked with Democrats to fund the government with a clean CR, clean government spending bill, which is exactly what he did on Friday and Saturday. The House gavels back in tomorrow at noon. Are you going to make a motion to vacate?
Speaker McCarthy made an agreement with House conservatives in January. And since then, he has been in brazen, repeated material breach of that agreement. This agreement that he made with Democrats to really blow past a lot of the spending guardrails we had set up is a last straw. And then overnight, I learned that Kevin McCarthy had a secret deal with Democrats on Ukraine. So as he was baiting Republicans to vote for a continuing resolution without Ukraine money, saying that we were going to jam the Senate on Ukraine, he then turns around and makes a secret deal. Now, I know you and I probably have different views on U.S. involvement in Ukraine, but however you think about that question, it should be subject to open review analysis and not some backroom deal.
So I do intend to vacate tomorrow.
I do intend to file a motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy. Look, the one thing everybody has in common is that nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy. He lied to Biden. He lied to House conservatives.
This week. When are you going to do it, Matt?
Marking to a different number altogether. And the reason we were backed up against the shutdown politics is not a bug of the system. It's a feature. Kevin McCarthy's goal was to make multiple contradictory promises, to delay everything, back us up against shutdown politics, and at the end of the day, blow past the spending guardrails he'd agreed.
So how many Republicans do you think will be with you in your motion to vacate? Because obviously for people at home,
not all of them.
You need 218 votes to get him out of the speakership. You don't have 218 Republican votes. You're going to need Democrats. Let's start with the Republicans. How many Republicans do you have?
Well, enough so that when you host this show next week, if Kevin McCarthy is still the Speaker of the House, he will be serving at the pleasure of the Democrats.
He's protecting himself.
The only way Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House at the end of this coming week is if Democrats bail him out. Now, they probably will. I actually think that when you believe in nothing, as Kevin McCarthy does, everything's negotiable.
Okay, but
he'll cut a deal with the Democrats.
Let's be honest here, though, because if you succeed in vacating him, you also will have to make a deal with the Democrats. You also will have to get Democratic votes to kick him out.
Absolutely. I will make no deal with Democrats and concede no terms to them. I actually think Democrats should vote against Speaker McCarthy for free. I don't think I should have to deal them
anything. Oh, so you're not going to cut any deals with him?
Absolutely not. And I don't think that any Republicans share my view on Speaker McCarthy would cut deals with Democrats. But here's the thing. I'm done owning Kevin McCarthy. Right. We made a deal at the end of January to allow him to assume the speakership. And I'm not owning him anymore because he doesn't tell the truth. And so if Democrats want to own Kevin McCarthy by bailing him out, I can't stop him. But then he'll be their speaker, not mine. So
It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's like it's rehearsed bullshit. The Democrats will own him. No. If the Uniparty owns him, I mean, that's for sure. I mean, you're going to have Republicans vote not to vacate. They don't have the votes. Kevin McCarthy's not going anywhere. And the power that he has, unfortunately, that's been wielded to him by these donors and everybody else, I'm sure a lot of deals are being made between establishment Republicans and Kevin McCarthy. you know, I gave your campaign, my donors gave your campaign a lot of money. I'm imagining that a lot of people in Congress, Republicans, maybe even Democrats, but Republicans owe their seat to Kevin McCarthy because of his donors and his support. I would bet money on it. No, we don't have enough MAGA in Congress to do anything. There's a few. We need more. We could have had more, but Kevin McCarthy made sure that didn't happen. Somebody like J.R. Majewski, a good friend of mine in Ohio, he should be in Congress right now. He's a great MAGA Republican. Joe Kent, another one. Kevin McCarthy made sure both of them did not get elected. And that the 40, 30-year incumbents, pieces of shit that they ran against, won the primaries or won the generals. So, it is so gay. It really is. Kinsley 79. Nobody cares about the best soundproof curtain. Stop advertising in my chat, you fucking retards. God, I hate these people. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not, or if you like the show. Don't do that shit. He's like Chris Christie. He runs on every channel of TV that he can. And I get it. Listen, the media is good. You're a member of Congress. I mean, I would too. I love to speak up. If I was a member of Congress, I would be doing all of these hits. But I'd also not be just sitting around blaming my problem on the Democrats. This is not a Democrat problem. This is a fucking Republican problem. And you know what the Republicans' problem is? That more than half of them are all uniparty members, and they'll toe the line with Democrats. So they all talk a good game. Dismantle, defund, America First, MAGA. But when it comes down to it, it's, oh, well, I got to get reelected. Let's make this move. Let's just do this, and I'll blame it on this. It's really stupid. It really is stupid. The only politician from California worth the shit is Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes did a lot of great things, but Eddie, I saw your message. I did see it. I did see it. Yes. James would be proud. All right. A couple other things I want to get into. I'm just, what Matt Gaetz had mentioned in that, and this is developing, that McCarthy reportedly lied again, cut a side deal for Ukraine funding with McConnell and Biden. Earlier today, and this is from Sunday, right? Or was that Friday? That's Friday, right? Earlier today, it was on Friday, the House of Representatives passed a last-minute spending bill to keep the government funded for an additional 45 days, narrowly averting a government shutdown that would have commenced at 12:01. The bill, spearheaded by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, now heads to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. With 335-91 vote, the House approved a 45-day temporary funding measure that excludes border security and $6 billion in funding for Ukraine. The bill includes provisions for disaster relief funds that likely swayed some Democrats to vote in favor. Shortly after today's vote, news broke that Kevin McCarthy pulled a fast one and made a side deal with GOP Minority Leader Turtle Boy Mitch McConnell and Joey Basements to fund Ukraine. And here's Steve Bannon with his tweets, or out on Getter. McCarthy lied again, side deal on Ukraine with McConnell and Biden. MSNBC reporting that McCarthy has cut a separate deal on Ukraine. I don't know how true all this is, but it's sounding, I'm hearing it from multiple sources. Doesn't surprise me. Kevin McCarthy with his Ukraine pin and his Ukraine pocket square, handkerchief, whatever you want to call it. Moving forward, there is still work that needs to be done, including by renewing support for the valiant Ukrainian effort to defend Russia on the battlefield in the name of freedom and democracy. When the House returns, we expect Speaker McCarthy to advance a bill to the House floor for an up or down vote that supports Ukraine. Consistent with his commitment to making sure that Vladimir Putin, Russia, and are defeated. Authoritarianism are defeated. We must stand with the Ukrainian people until victory is won. I support the Ukrainian people. I don't support giving their government all of our money and weapons, that's for sure. McCarthy did not tell House Republicans about the deal until after the continuing resolution passed. All right, so it's out there. But Are we surprised? No. McCarthy's a big Ukraine guy, big military-industrial complex guy. Military-industrial complex is out there playing their war drums, and they're not happy that these resolutions of with Ukraine funding being stripped or being passed. They want that Ukraine funding because we're going to develop more, build more weapons. We're giving them weapons. We got to make, you know, replacements. We got to make weapons for them. It's all a scam. It's all a Ponzi scheme. Because all of these, you know, the military industrial complex, how many campaigns are they funding? You know, my Congressman Posey is always behind the scenes, but he always votes the right way. So I always say, you make a good point. How is your congressman voting? It's okay that they're not in the press and they keep a low profile, but as long as they're keeping a low profile, and they're voting the right way, because if they're keeping a low profile and doing limited media and voting a shitty way, that's a problem. My congressman votes shitty. Anthony D'Esposito, who we were friendly. Like the guy was a friend, like when he was a town councilman in my area, and he's a former New York City police detective. But then he goes ahead and he votes yes on a bill that funds drag shows for the DOD on military bases that kids attend and other things that center Americans and social media and shit like that. Like, he doesn't vote the right way. And he's a big McCarthy kiss ass. He voted for McCarthy all 15 times. He's a huge McCarthy kick ass because he's controlled. He's not going to vote to vacate the seat. He's going to protect him. Probably put out a statement wanting to protect him. Yep, it's all stupid. Anyway, I'm gonna jump into a little Trump world. I know it's after 9. We're gonna go over a little bit. So Donald Trump went to California, went to Los Angeles, and he went to Iowa all in a few days. I mean, the guy is nonstop. But it's from the Post Millennial. Trump greets jubilant crowd at a Carvel ice cream shop in Los Angeles. Everyone was happy to see him. They were buying ice cream. There were signs in California where he was going. It says California is Trump country. And again, you know, I'm always surprised at the Republican support in California, you know, Commifornia. But even people that I know live there are like, you'd be surprised. A lot of red areas in California, which I'm understanding, but cheers roared as former President Trump paid a visit to a Carvel ice cream shop in the Westwood neighborhood of Los Angeles, California on Friday. Chance to build the wall because people in California are seeing the mass illegal alien invasion. We need Trump echoed throughout a plaza just outside of the ice cream parlor. And here is a Twitter video of him arriving. Build the wall. I got to pause it. See the Secret Service guy with the glasses right there standing behind Trump? He's behind Trump every time. Really great guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he's a Patriot cigar fan. Just to let everybody know that several of members of Trump's Secret Service detail are cigar guys, and they prefer Patriot cigars. Anyway. Build the wall. Look at this. A sign inside the ice cream store. Hold on. Let me go back. There it was. That's what I was talking about. Right inside the Carvel ice cream. California is Trump country. It's pretty wild to see. This is Los Angeles area. It's crazy, right? Yeah, it's Secret Service guy right there. He's a great guy. But this is let me come back to it. The former president made his appreciation for his fans known the day after his visit in a post of Truth Social. Stopped by a Carvel in Westwood, California yesterday afternoon. Great seeing everybody. Thank you, MAGA. That's what he put out on Truth Social. The visit came the same day Trump went to the city of Anaheim for the California Republican Party's 2023 fall convention. He expresses gratitude for the attendees of that appearance as well. And this is a video of, is that a video I can play? Nope, that's just a Truth Social post. And this is the sign inside of Carvel. California is Trump country, which is pretty cool to see signs like that and the support that he's getting in California. A lot of blue cities in California. There are a few, but I'm hearing there was a lot of red areas in California, of course, except for the government. And yeah, you know, the whole, I don't get the whole recall vote for Gavin Newsom. I can't say that that wasn't a rigged election. It's just, it's wild. Oh, here's another tweet from Right Side Broadcasting News with Trump inside Carvel.
Can I get your thoughts on the looming shutdown of the United States government right now?
Well, you have to take care of the border. I mean, you know, we want to take care of a border. We want to have a closed border. We don't want people coming in from mental institutions, from prisons. And I can see exactly what's happening. The Democrats don't want to do it. They want to ruin our country. And they're going to have to make certain concessions. But when you have a border like this, when you have all of the, what the damage they've done to the military, with the woke military, you look at Afghanistan, the most horrible period of time, I think, in the country's history in terms of embarrassment. The Republicans are going to have to get tough. When you look at what they've done to weaponize elections, what a disgrace that is.
Absolutely. Listen, he should have just said it. I know he shut it down. I think he's actually truthed about it, about shutting it down. Chaos in the country. Shut the government down. Get the border closed. Let's work on the economy. You know, or we're gonna shut it down, and that's it. It's so ridiculous. So this was, show this, you know, 77 years old, and I love how the DeSantis people are like, oh, he's old. He's old. He can't be president. Ron DeSantis isn't running around on planes at 3 o'clock in the morning going place to place. He's not doing it. He literally said at an event as he was just awkwardly drinking a Coors Light. Typically at the DeSantis house, the lights are out by 11 p.m. and, you know, Casey and I and the boys are all going to bed. You're the governor of one of the largest states in the country, and you're going to bed at 11 o'clock as the governor? What do you have, banker's hours? And meanwhile, here's Donald Trump, 2:47 a.m. landing in Des Moines, Iowa, after just campaigning for 2 days in California nonstop. And he doesn't miss a beat, the guy. I love the music. Where we put the music? 3 o'clock in the morning. Not even disheveled. Just, all right, let's do this. Look at him. Here I am. Big dick energy. That's great. You gotta love it. You have to love it. So, yeah, we love Trump. Again, this is at California. Just to show the support for this guy.
But the biggest ovation is for former President Donald Trump at lunch.
No way we lose this state in a real election. If this was a real election, there's no way.
We are the only local TV station invited to ride in the motorcade from the GOP convention to Carvel's Ice Cream in Westwood. His fans delighted by the sweet surprise.
Meatball Ron isn't getting this.
The crowd here going crazy for the former president.
Mr. President, what's your message to the people of California?
It's in a lot of trouble, California. They're doing very badly, and we'll turn it all around. The whole country's going to be turned around.
Would you like to run against Governor Newsom?
I'd love it.
I like that.
I think, look, what could be better than Biden, but I'd love Newsom. If that works out, I don't think it's going to. I think Biden's trying to limp along.
Any thoughts on Senator Feinstein?
Well, it's too bad. She was a nice woman. I knew her actually fairly well. We got a lot different persuasion, but we knew her fairly well. And so we wish her family the best.
Favorite ice cream?
Yeah. I like anything in here.
Favorite ice cream? Shut up. yeah. Anyway, he's, you know, California, Iowa, and they'll still say, oh, he's got to come out of his basement. Really? Really? Is this the guy? Hold on. Is this the guy, this awkward, smiling weirdo? Oh, he's 45 years old and he can do 8 years. Yeah, 8 years isn't guaranteed to anybody, people. We know this. Trump and only Trump. That's it. That's it for me. That's it. I'm done. I'm done. Trump, shoot looters. Listen, we have a country to save. It's Monday. We have a long week ahead of us. Long week of MAGA mornings. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. I'm telling you, we just let's pay attention to the breaking news. If Matt Gaetz is going to make a motion to vacate, is it going to happen? I'm not convinced, people. I'm just not. I don't think he's gonna. All right, he'll make the motion. He has to, because if he doesn't make the motion, he's gonna look like a complete clown now. So he's got to make the motion. But again, the whole bullshit. How? Well, if the Democrats save him, the Democrats own him. And that is just, that is BS. That is complete, complete BS. It's not the case. But, you know, it'll remain to be seen. There was one, give me 1 second, people. Because I thought I had it up here. And I know I have it. I just, here we go. I wanted to, he's not going to do shit. I think he'll make the motion to vacate because he has to, because he's publicly saying it. But he knows already that they don't have the votes. The uniparty establishment Republicans are not going to vote to vacate Kevin McCarthy. They're not going to. They need 218 votes. And the Democrats aren't going to do it unless the Democrats, for some strange reason, is concocting this plan behind the scenes to vote to vacate. And I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to, politically, they're going to save him. This is where it's going to get bad. Not bad. Matt Gaetz is going to shoot himself in the foot. Motion to vacate. He's not going to get the votes from the Republicans. The Democrats probably unanimously would turn, because they're in lockstep, would turn around and save Kevin McCarthy as Speaker and use the optics of the Republicans are infighting and causing chaos in the House and in the country by not working for the American people. They want to waste time investigating Hunter Biden. They want to waste time voting for a speaker 15 times because they can't get their shit right. Now they want to get rid of their speaker. We've had enough. We want to work for the American people, and that's why you should only vote for Democrats. Vote blue no matter who. We want to work for the American people. We don't want to shut down. Rah, rah, rah. Listen to me roar. It's just, they're all clowns. Shut it down. Dismantle it. We need a reset. We need a hard reset on Capitol Hill. And if we had more MAGA in the House, we'd be able to get more. And that is the big fight. Slowly but surely, that's what we need. We have a few in there. Again, pay attention to the way they're voting. That's the important thing. It really is. But I'm going to close out on another little love song for my good friend Miguel Afornia of the Dilly Meme Team, dedicated to Rob. I'm never going to call him Ron again. Rob Meatball DeSantis and his lovely bride, Eyebrows Casey DeSantis.
Oh, another love song for Rob and Casey and Team DeSantis. Come on, everybody.
This is great.
The more we get to know you, the more we laugh out loud at you, a MAGA wannabe. Casey makes it worth so annoying. Chose not to wait. You chose greed. Since you hired a team of losers, bitter never Trump Cruise. political Pharisees. Virtue signaling is all you do.
We gotta get Miguel Afonso to make an album.
Compromise and selling out. Now we see you.
Mike's greatest hits.
Now mega and Trump have crushed your endeavor. Red, white, and blue forever. Your legacy forever stained as the dumbest campaign.
Look at those eyebrows.
Your legacy forever stained as the dumbest campaign.
Meatballs.
Just drop out, man.
It's gonna get
2024. Peace.
Miguel Afonso, Dilly Meme Team. You gotta love it. We need an album. We need the best of Miguel Afonso. We need the album. All right, everybody. It was another great MAGA Monday. Really appreciate. Hey, what makes you think Patriot Cigars are as good as Cohiba Cigars? Hell, Kiki Cigars are better than these shits. Oh, you don't like my cigars? Oh, that's horrible. They're Nicaraguan Puros. And actually, you know, some of these cigars that you just mentioned actually gets contract rolled out of the same factory. So little do you know what you're talking about, because you're looking at cigar bands and you're just the concrete cowboy. You should actually be called the ass cowboy, because I'm pretty sure that's what you are. But we love the trolls. Thank you. Anyway, I will see you all tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. Have a great day. MAGA hat stays on. Stay free.